Since 2008, federal law has required communities to pay more attention to wetlands. So if you're a landowner looking to fill a plot of wetland, you must first go through a process to replace that loss. This process is known as mitigation and can often be confusing and expensive. The Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition represents watershed councils from Yakutat, Skagway, Haines, and most recently Juneau. In an effort to help people understand watersheds and their laws, the coalition has been going to communities to talk with residents and local governments about wetland mitigation, building economies, and spreading the message that watershed management starts at a local level.
Why it's so frustrating for communities is because there's a lack of consistency in how it's being mandated because we haven't developed those strategies.
That's Watershed Coalition Director Jessica Kaiser. She says many communities she's visited are frustrated when it comes to how wetland mitigation is mandated in Alaska. Over the past year and a half, Kaiser says the coalition has developed initiatives to support communities and help them work through the challenges they're facing when it comes to the 2008 federal rule on compensatory mitigation.
We have very little management strategies as a state to deal with wetland mitigation, and wetland mitigation has not always been required in the state of Alaska, and now that they're trying to require it because this rule mandates that it needs to be, we're realizing that we need to develop management strategies.
Kaiser recently visited Wrangell to discuss wetland regulation changes as well as mitigation alternatives for the community. One approach is an in-lieu fee program, which would allow developers to pay a third-party government or nonprofit to carry out the restoration or preservation of a wetland. Kaiser says the first step to developing a successful strategy is community education. Those who attended the meeting included members of the city, Forest Service, and state government. Wrangell's Economic Development Director, Carol Rushmore, says the meeting was a good starting point for Wrangell to begin thinking about mitigation alternatives.
From working with landowners who've had issues and trying to find mitigation projects for their development, and the city having just recently gone through mitigation issues with the medical complex, it was a very good discussion to try to look at different alternatives that we might be able to set up to help our residents in dealing with the Corps of Engineers.
Sitting in on the meeting was State Representative Peggy Wilson. Wilson believes there's a long road ahead when it comes to watershed management in Southeast Alaska and says more attention needs to come from the state level.
There are opportunities and avenues for people that isn't always just money. You know, every time something happens, we have to give up part of our land because of mitigation for wetland, and sometimes we don't even think it's wetland. So it's got to be a lot of work done.
Beverly Schoonover works as the executive director of the Juneau Watershed Partnership. She says at this time, SOC is looking to develop funding to promote education and expand as a coalition.
We are going to continue to work to try to become an in-lieu fee sponsor, and that's a lot of paperwork. We have to consult with financial advisors. We have to figure out how the money works, what our legal requirements are, and that's a big issue, and we're going to be talking about that a lot this week in our strategic planning and figuring out exactly who we need to talk to get the right information. So everything's legal, everything's transparent, and then everything is done properly in with the Corps and with just, you know, being a business, being a nonprofit operating in Alaska.
On Friday, October 21st, the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition will hold a scoping meeting on wetland mitigation policies, structures, and opportunities. This will be held at the Centennial Hall in Juneau. On the panel for discussion is the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Environmental Protection Agency, Alaska Department of Fish and Game, and the National Marine Fisheries Service. For more information on the Southeast Alaska Watershed Coalition, you can visit alaskawatersheds.org. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.